Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1932, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, today is Veterans Day here in the U.S., so I wanted to take a moment to thank all of those that serve in the armed forces and thank them for their service and sacrifice. Now, today's question is going to seem like it may not apply to those that identify as male, but I promise you will still find quite a bit to apply to your own life. So with that, let's hear today's question as we optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Sarah writes, "Hello, I was wondering if you could do an episode where you talk about bioidentical hormone therapy. It appears that it's mostly used in women, but I was wondering if you could do the pros and cons for both men and women. Thanks." Thank you for taking the time to send in your question, Sarah. And yes, of course, I'd be happy to discuss this topic. One small disclaimer. I know you wanted me to discuss bioidentical hormone therapy for both men and women. Most of the studies looked at this type of hormone therapy in menopausal women. Now, before those of you that identify as male or non-binary switch off this episode, I promise you'll still find this information helpful. That's because I'm going to make some general statements about hormone therapy to keep in mind and to discuss with your doctor if this is something you think is right for you. After all, there are lots of folks out there that swear by, say, taking testosterone and how it's made them feel younger and more energetic. So let's start with what bioidentical hormone therapy is. Bioidentical hormone therapy is basically creating hormones for certain conditions that are identical to the ones found in the body. Now, the term bioidentical is not recognized by all health organizations. In fact, no standardized definition exists. The way bioidentical is defined now is slightly incorrect because the hormones are supposed to be chemically identical, meaning they have the same chemical structure as the hormones found in the body, instead of biologically similar. Now, I'll admit that this is the super nerd in me that wanted to make that distinction, but it also points to the fact that this term could be very confusing, especially given the way bioidentical is used and the way it's actually defined. And according to the Mayo Clinic, that's in fact what they're finding. Doctors and patients are usually confused about what bioidentical actually means. Anywho, this idea sounds really great. Can we create hormones in a lab that are chemically identical to the ones found in the body? The potential advantage of this is that hormone therapies can lead to fewer side effects and better outcomes because things are more personalized to the individual. But have bioidentical hormones been approved for safety? In the US, the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, has already approved some bioidentical hormones for use in certain medications. Now, most of these medications were used to treat hormonal conditions like menopause. So the bioidentical hormone therapy usually included female hormones like estrogen and progestogens, or basically progesterone. Some forms of bioidentical estrogen came from plant sources and is FDA approved and can be available in pill form or as a patch or a spray or a cream or a gel. This is very closely regulated and studied. These FDA-approved versions have been approved because they've been shown to lead to very few potential risks. But these therapies are different from the type of bioidentical hormone therapy that you're asking about, Sarah. This is because bioidentical hormone therapy often uses customized combinations of hormones. So here's a very general picture of what this might look like. A doctor may find that their patient's menopause symptoms aren't responding to the typical hormonal treatment, the ones that are, you know, FDA approved. So they decide that changing maybe the doses of the hormones the patient's receiving, which is usually estrogen and progesterone, may be helpful. But the currently available FDA approved versions of hormonal therapy don't provide the hormone doses that the doctor wants for their patient. So they customize it. They then send this customized dose to a pharmacy and have them create bioidentical versions of the hormones for the patient in the doses the doctor wants. Now, this all sounds well and good, but the issue is that this type of customized hormone therapy has not been well studied and is not approved as a treatment by the FDA. One study found that bioidentical hormone therapy may decrease the risk of cancer in women, but there simply aren't enough studies to know for sure. And really, we want to think about treating the current symptoms. One of the other claims is that these bioidentical hormones are a more natural version, but that's also misleading. Whatever the source of these hormones, they still need to go through some form of processing. But there is some good news, and that good news is that customized bioidentical formulations can provide doctors a way to prescribe hormone therapy for those that may not respond well to the products that are currently available. But we do need more well-designed studies before making this the norm. Right now, based on the studies that have been published, bioidentical hormone therapy doesn't seem to be any better over the already available FDA-approved versions. In general, most health organizations agree that when it comes to most forms of hormone replacement therapy, whether it be for those born genetically male or female, the general rule is to try and reduce any troubling symptoms and that the lowest effective dose should be prescribed and used for the shortest period of time. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you again so much for taking the time to send in your questions, Sarah. Now, if you want to send me a question and have it answered right here on the show, you can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice played on an episode, just come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that webpage, you can record your question straight from your computer's microphone. You can even play back your message to make sure it sounds the way you want it to sound. And if you don't like it, you can delete it and do retakes. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. All right. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. I hope you have a wonderful start to your weekend. And again, since it's Veterans Day here in the U.S., a thank you to all of those that serve in the armed forces, and thank you for your service and sacrifice. I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.